Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the opening of Eleanor Louise Butt's exhibition, All That Which Sings. I'd like to begin today by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which we gather today, and paying respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here today. I'm now going to hand over to Ty Snakes to open the exhibition. Thanks so much, Ty.
Thanks, Nicholas. Welcome, everyone, and I'm glad you did the acknowledgement of country. I don't need to do that again. But this is a nice full house we've got here. Eleanor's beautiful work. I've prepared some stuff, so I'm going to just read a little bit, but try to look at you as well. I'm a bit nervous, so bear with me. So I have known the beautiful Eleanor Butt since our adolescence, when we were both only baby artists, venturing into a seamlessly impenetrable art world. We both grew up in the hills, which is where Eleanor lives again now. And I think I'm confident to say that we were both influenced by the beauty of nature. And that's one of the things I can see strongly in Eleanor's work. And actually, I was reading through some notes that Eleanor gave me, and I was not really surprised to learn that outside her studio window is a giant chestnut tree. And if you've spent any time in the hills, there are lots of chestnut trees and people selling chestnuts and eating chestnuts. And actually, I grew up with a chestnut tree in my yard as well. And when they come to autumn and they're in full, amazing autumn magnificence, they radiate this kind of gold. And I was not surprised to learn that, because I think we can all agree that the tones of yellow and gold and maybe the influence of that chestnut tree can be seen in these works. When I asked Eleanor about the title, All That Which Sings, she replied to me, it's a quote from Baudelaire, and it's about losing yourself in your passions, she said. So when I read the actual quote, it's actually about getting drunk, but not on, particularly on alcohol, not necessarily on alcohol, could be on life itself, or on virtue. And I think for everyone that knows Eleanor as her way of being and making work and living, I think it's really apt, because she has not only lost herself in her passions, but she has built like quite an amazing world around them and within them. And I think that that's something quite special. When I look at these paintings, let's talk about the actual painting. I'm going to knock something over. When I look at these paintings, I see many things, but when I try to distill it down to what really rises above the other thoughts in my mind when I look at these paintings, it's really a kind of conversation of gestures that I see. And gestures not necessarily in a spoken verbal language, but more in a language of energy. So the way that I see the paintings is this kind of recorded conversation of energy sparking off each other. I'd like to read you another quote now that is not by Baudelaire, but about Baudelaire, by Roberto Colasso. And as quoted by Jan Bryant in her excellent essay that she wrote for Eleanor's show, Colasso says, "And we get the impression that a new nervous system is being superimposed over our own, subjecting it to frequent minimal shocks and spasms. In this way, a lethargic and barren sensorium is forced to reawaken." I really love this quote, and I think it's very apt for Eleanor's work, but also I feel that over the last few years, we have all been sort of reawakening, coming back to look at our passions anew and our lives. And yeah, I think this is a perfect time to have this beautiful, energetic, celebratory show of, celebrating our own passions through Eleanor's work. So these words by Eleanor speak to me of a sort of raw, fresh energy and movement. They are immediate and honest. To me, they seem both open and curious, and their purpose is both questioning and seeking answers. A process that teases out and celebrates the mysterious sparks of connection. Even though there's a lot going on in these paintings, there's still this miraculous ability to allow space for us, the viewer, to sort of impose our own narratives over the work, which is quite a beautiful and difficult thing to do. I get the feeling when I look at these paintings that they've almost painted themselves. That sounds like a funny thing to say, but to me it's really evident that Eleanor has trusted an instinctive process that she herself sees as a kind of swirling, pleasurable mystery. And finally, I'd just like to say, I feel an enormous sense of pride in having watched my friend grow into an artist who can produce such large, energetic works of scale. All of a sudden, the overarching narrative is quite clear to me. You know what? We are not baby artists anymore. You have grown into your power, and it is our time to say yes to taking up space. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, mate, on a beautiful show.
Thank you.